Life Audio.
Faith Over Fear is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Faith Over Fear podcast, where we attack our most pervasive fears with truth, because life's too short for any of us to live enslaved. I'm Kimmy Miller, and here at the Faith Over Fear podcast, we are passionate about helping God's children live in freedom. We'd love to connect with you online or on social media. Just visit our show notes to learn how to connect with us. Following after Jesus is not easy. In the Western church, we've simplified that act to a confession of our sins and a commitment to follow him. But what we sometimes fail to communicate, and I'm guilty of myself, is the level of commitment Jesus is asking of us. In fact, just today, I saw a meme on social media with an image of a church sign that read, "God wants full custody, not just weekend visits." So what is that commitment level? How much does it cost us to follow Jesus? The truth might scare you a little, but that's what we're here to talk about, right? Faith over fear, because the answer is everything. It costs everything to follow Jesus. And if I'm honest, I don't know that when I accepted Jesus as my Savior, I really understood the full commitment of what he was asking for. I just understood that I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. No one really talked to me about him being Lord. I mean, not initially anyway. Perhaps if they had, it would have saved me several years of being lukewarm in my commitment to him. I mean, we don't really use the term Lord nowadays, so it doesn't really feel relevant. But it's extremely pertinent for us to understand what it means to accept Jesus as our Lord, especially when we confess to be followers of Christ. By definition, a Lord is someone who has power, authority, or influence, a master or ruler. They are the one in control. So when we are accepting Jesus as Savior and Lord, we are giving our lives to him. We're allowing him to be the one in control. This is what it means to die to ourselves. This is what Jesus is asking of us in today's scripture, Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 28. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." When Jesus asks us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow him, he's looking for a willing heart. He's seeking those who choose him over themselves, those willing to give up their lives, their desires, their dreams, their hopes, their unknowns, all of that for the life, desires, dreams, and hopes God has prepared for them. And what God has to offer, as impossible as it seems, is far better than anything we can imagine, right? I mean, 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has conceived all things God has prepared for those who love him." What we need to understand is God's invitation to us, his invitation for us to commune with him, isn't meant to create fear or doubt. It's meant to reveal his glory and his character. And the character of God is exactly what the devil wants us to doubt the most. That's his scare tactic. The devil tells us things like, "God's not going to allow you to have any fun anymore. You'll lose everything. All those things that make you happy, you're going to have to give them up. The parties, the drinking, the sex, the shows, the job, the money, the house, the car, the relationship. You won't have anything left and you'll be miserable. and you'll be alone. I mean, who's going to want you then? God. God wants you. He always wants you, and he wants all of you. That's why he asks you to give up all those things. He's looking for someone who is willing to do what he did for them. Give up everything. And the reality is, it's not really a one and done type deal. I mean, it isn't the decision that we make to follow him, but the dying to ourselves, it occurs daily, moment by moment, really. But we have to know that we're not alone.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Fear comes from the lie that when God calls us to do these difficult things, we have to do it alone. But that's not at all true. The Bible tells us that we're never alone. In fact, Isaiah 41, God reminds us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." And in addition to that, God has given us his power through the Holy Spirit, right? Paul reminds Timothy and us, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. So the reality is, and the truth is, we are never alone. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us with whatever struggle we face. And we face a lot. Choosing to lay our lives down and deny ourselves all to follow after Jesus is not easy. It's hard. In fact, the only way I know how to do it is to take my eyes off of myself and rest them on the one I'm choosing to love more. That's the dying of self that I know, that when there are things that I want, that I desire, that I'm dreaming for, things that I lust after, all of those things, I have to set them aside. I have to set them aside and choose Jesus. It's not easy to choose faith over fear, faith over doubt, faith over happiness, anger, despair, loss, grief. I don't know if it's ever easy to choose faith, to willingly lay down everything I know to be safe and comfortable, reliable, stable, secure, and hand it all over to a God that I can't see or touch. And it all almost seems crazy, right? It is really. It's all crazy until you know him, until you've met him. Until you've encountered the man God who turns everything upside down, the one who changes your thinking, the one who transforms you from old to new and changes you from the inside out, the one who has seen all your ugly and yet never leaves. Jesus. Jesus is enough. Some of you might still be in that place, though. That place where you have chosen Jesus, but things are really hard and maybe there's addiction or there's something else that you just don't feel you can let go of. And that place and that space, it feels like the night and like the dawn is never coming. And I just want to encourage you to keep choosing faith. Keep choosing Jesus over yourself. Our God is so faithful. He is an ever-present help in our time of need. When you choose Jesus, I can assure you without a doubt, you will find peace unlike you've ever known before. Even when it's hard, His peace will comfort you. His grace will sustain you, and His love will change you. You'll begin to see it growing in your own life, and others will notice too, because there's something that is radically different about Jesus, that a man would choose to leave everything he knows to follow after him. And yet we see it time and time again in the Bible, and we see it lived out today. It's not easy. It's not easy to choose faith over fear, but with Jesus, it's entirely possible. I want to pray for you right now. Father, thank you so much for the gift of your Son. Thank you that you were willing to give up everything for us. In return, God, we offer up everything that we have also, all of ourselves, whatever you want in our lives, God. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would begin to even convict us now if there's things we're holding on to, God, things that we're holding back because we're holding on to earthly treasures and earthly rewards and man's words. God, will we lay all of that down to be known as a follower of you, Jesus? I ask that you would keep our listeners safe, restore their faith, and surround them with your peace and love. Jesus, it's in your mighty name I ask all of this, and I thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. Thank you for listening. I hope our conversation deepened your understanding of God and helped you rest more fully in His grace. If you haven't already done so, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. Then you won't miss a single episode, and make sure to share it on social media. We'd be super encouraged if you'd rate it as well. That helps others to find it. And until next time, may you live with the courage of one who has truly been set free.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Faith Over Fear, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. To learn more about Jennifer Slattery or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts like this, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.